Today we're going to explore some advances in stroke treatment that are pretty significant.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about this IV-tPA. Is that what I call it?
Yep. So otherwise, it's known as a clot buster medication around the community. This is a treatment that's been available since 1998 after a major trial that showed that it basically helps stroke patients if they come in within 3 hours. After a little while, we were able to extend that treatment out to 4.5 hours. But as you can see, if a patient has a stroke, they are usually not coming in within that 4.5 hours. So if you look around the nation, about 5% of the patients that come to the hospital receive that medication. Which is beneficial and can...
Because by the time I get there, it's too late?
It's too late.
Okay.
That's the majority. So 95 patients out of 100 are not coming in within that time, or they just have other reasons why they cannot get that medication. So we're missing a lot of patients that we can help. The great thing, the advance recently that's happened, and the technology that's required, which is available at Sanford Hospital now, is that now we're not looking at just the time, because everybody's brain is different. Everybody's brain is constructed different. The blood flow is different. So we're now able to use advanced imaging, such as MRI, or a technology called CT perfusion, which is not readily available in a lot of hospitals. When they come into the RED, we're able to get the MRI or CT perfusion, and we're able to determine, are they able to get the tPA, clot-busting medication, even if they're beyond that 4.5 hours now.
Really?
So now we're able to capture many more patients. And this, the first patient that we were able to use this technology imaging to give the medication was just recently, and I believe that's the first patient that we were able to do this type of treatment in South Dakota, as far as I know.
Tell me a little, what can you tell me about that case without violating
any
privacy?
Yeah.
You know, what do we know about that patient that we can share?
She was an 89-year-old. She went to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, the night prior to coming into the hospital. And of course, a lot of strokes do happen actually during your sleep. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, they come into the hospital after waking up with some type of neurological deficit, and we don't know when this occurred. It could have happened right when they went to sleep. It could have happened right when they were waking up. Mm-hmm. So even if they come in as quick as they can, we still, traditionally, we weren't able to give them the medication just because we do not know the time. She came in after she woke up around, I believe, 8 o'clock or so, and then found to have a severe right leg weakness. And the leg weakness is much more debilitating than the arm weakness, just because you cannot walk around anymore. So with that, in that setting, we decided, let's use this technology and get the MRI of the brain and then see. Does she have the stroke earlier in the night or later in the night? The morning. And we were able to determine, after looking at the MRI very quickly, that she actually fit the bill to receive the clot-busting medication. She got the clot-busting medication, and next day, she was able to actually lift the leg and actually walk around the hospital. So she got discharged, I believe, 3 or 4 days later to her home. And she's actually doing really well at this time. So
that's amazing. Let's just pause for a minute for how amazing that actually is, because that's a huge advancement.
Oh, yes.
I mean, life-changing, life-saving for one person. And now,
very much.
Did you learn anything from, as a doctor, it had to have been very frustrating for you to not be able to use medication that you know that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were limitations, and now that door is open. So tell me a little bit personally, as you're going through that case and making the decisions and saying, we're going to do this, and then you saw what happened, and then what,
Yeah.
Do you go out to dinner or you pop champagne? Like, what does a doctor do when
we just continue working.
Your shift's not over.
Yeah. But because there are many patients having, 800,000 patients in USA every year having strokes. So that's a lot of patients having strokes. And we want to help as many patients as we can. Over the last several years that I've been training and working as a physician now, I've seen too many patients come in with this, what we call wake-up stroke. We could tell that on the MRI, previous to all the evidence that came out that led to this advancement, that these patients probably could benefit from the clot-busting medication, but we weren't able to give that medication because there's no clear evidence, and now the medicine is clearly, we need the evidence before we do anything. Luckily, large trial came out last year, and then another trial came out this year, and the major thing actually that happened earlier this week is that the American Heart Association actually updated their guideline, and this advancement was actually included into that guideline now. Of course, the caveat is that this technology is not readily available in all the hospitals, so it's not widespread. So coming to a stroke-ready hospital like Sanford with the technology, the imaging capability is very important, where there's a 24/7 coverage of a vascular neurologist who can take a look at the images and determine right away that you can get the clot-busting medication. But
So do you know, can you speak to this or not? How is Sanford sort of dealing with, these other facilities that you have throughout the region, rural facilities and such? Is there, how do we reach rural South Dakotans who aren't within a few, blocks of Sanford and Sioux Falls?
Right. So the referring, what we call spoke hospitals, call us right away when they notice these patients coming in with a wake-up stroke, and they give us a call. We basically have the one call basically transport the patient as quick as possible, and then we basically do the imaging once they arrive to the hospital. We are now trying to set up we do have a telemedicine program going on right now. We're trying to actually upgrade that even further and make it more even quicker because time is of essence in the stroke world. And we're trying to upgrade that right now. And we're hoping that we could identify these patients much quicker, transfer them much quicker to our hospital. We have a protocol now set up where we can do this type of study as soon as they hit the door at our hospital, so we don't lose any valuable time and lose any brain. So everything is in place, and we're upgrading and working hard and trying to make this as efficient as possible.
Right. Now that it's changed,
let's
go. Let's figure this out. So. What do you, and I think it's really important for us to, as we talk about maybe some of the time restrictions have changed, that for listeners who might be affected by this, time is still of the essence. You're not going to have your coffee and say, well, they got more time, there's advancements, but
let's
move quickly. So go over the signs of stroke. When do people need to come in? Because every time that you come into the emergency room with something, a lot of people are thinking, am I overreacting? How expensive is this going to be? I don't want to bother anybody. All the things that kind of go through the human mind before they walk into an ER. So tell us, when do you go to the emergency room? What are the signs that you're looking for?
Going back to that point where they're just waiting, the patients are kind of trying to see, is it going to go away? Is it just going to improve? Is it nothing? How much is it going to cost? I've seen so many patients, even just this week, in the hospital where they just waited too long. They weren't able to get the treatment, and now they have a debilitating stroke. That's something that we have to work on to do a public service announcement or education, where we basically go over the stroke symptoms and how important it is to for them to come into the hospital, even if it's a what they think is a trivial symptom, even such as a numbness, which may not be looked upon as serious. But the symptoms that the patients, the public should be aware of is basically in an acronym, BFAST. B for balance, so if you're walking not right, you're walking like you're drunk maybe. E for eye, so it'd be eye movement, where you're looking to the one side or you're having double vision. F is for face, so if you have a facial droop and you're slurring your words maybe. A is for arm. I like to include A is in arm and leg. Mm-hmm. So if you have arm or leg weakness and you can't move your arm or leg. S is for speech, so you're talking gibberish. The patient or someone is speaking to you and you don't understand. And the T is, of course, time. Get to the hospital right away. So even if you have any minor symptom, just get to the hospital right away, because it could be a sign that you're having a serious stroke that maybe we may be able to treat and stop at that time.
So important.
Yeah, very important.
What other advances are you sort of seeing in your line of work? Oh, actually, you know, before I ask you that,
yes.
You said every brain is different.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for in the imaging?
So we're looking for basically how the blood flow is going to the brain. Everybody's brain is constructed a little different, which is good. So the brain, once it suffers a stroke, it has an ability to keep the surrounding of the brain alive. And some people have very good flow into the brain, and they're able to keep it alive, whereas some people, they're not. We're trying to identify patients who have that good blood flow and are able to keep their brain alive, and we can actually offer the treatment and basically restore the normal blood flow so that the brain doesn't have any or go on to have a stroke.
Okay.
That's basically what we're looking for in the advanced imaging that we're doing at this time, which wasn't available even a few years ago.
That has to be exciting for you
very
as a physician.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very
to see
exciting.
How much, what's ahead, do you think? What are the next avenues of of forward movement?
Yeah, so, there is a new medication, a new clot-busting medication, and it's been about 20 years since the TPA came out, which is the clot-busting medication that is only available clot-busting medication that we're using, FDA approved. There is a medication now called Tenecteplase, which is being studied, and this is a medication that goes in even faster than the TPA. It opens up the blood vessels much more than the TPA can. So we're looking at that at this time to see, does it help the stroke patient even more? We're also doing research at Sanford Hospital, trying to look at, once they get the clot-busting medication, is there other ways to make the brain basically able to maintain the blood flow even better than their baseline? So we're doing research into that at this moment. So, you know, there's a lot of advances, very exciting. The stroke world is making strides very quickly over the last couple of years, and it's very exciting to be in this field.
Yeah, good
and
to be.
Much, much more help that we can offer to the stroke patients now.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Jay Kim, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.